gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's 12/4/2020, December 4th, 2020. Now tonight I was grabbed the Bible. I said, Lord, I'm just going to open this to where you tell me to open it to it. And I flipped through the pages back and forth, ruffled them, and I cracked it open, and boy, there I was, Isaiah 19. And it just shone out at me big and tall, you know what I'm saying? And the Lord Jesus, you know, I mean, it's like amazing how he will show you where to go if you ask him. Here's the thing, and pay strict attention to this, because it fit exactly with what I see what's going on. And I also watched late last night Brother Steve Quayle on with Doug Hagman on his show. And I think you can go to stevequayle.com, go to the scroll down the stories. Yesterday there was a link to it at Hagman's site. It was up on YouTube, but it may or may not be up there today. I think it's probably a Brighteon. But anyway, be that as it may, you go to stevequayle.com, and you can go to yesterday. You should find it in the stack and click on it. But here's chapter 19 of Isaiah, the burden of Egypt. Well, let's just insert other names of other countries, maybe the United States, okay? The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fall in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to the idols, and to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. And to the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts. And the waters shall fall from the sea, and the rivers shall be wasted and dried up. And they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up. The reeds and flags shall wither. Now, you know, it's interesting. You know, the New Madrid Fault, which has always been a rumbling, and with Brother Quayle talking a lot about the Cascadia and how stuff will go, you know, across the country, things in Texas and Oklahoma, and also then as you go into southern Missouri, New Madrid, Missouri, the New Madrid Fault, the Real Foot Fault there by Real Foot Lake with Tennessee, southern Illinois, you know, Kentucky, you know, that area, Arkansas. What's interesting is that the Mississippi River goes right down through that. So I find this kind of interesting. And the rivers shall be wasted and dried up. Well, you know, the Mississippi River did a lot of stuff back during the New Madrid Fault the last time. It went in reverse, and it changed course and a lot of different things. So there is something to this, perhaps, here, you see. And they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up. The reeds and flags shall wither. The paper reeds by the brooks, by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks shall wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishers also shall mourn, and all they that cast angle into the brooks shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish. Moreover, they that work in the fine flax, they that weave the networks, shall be confounded. They shall be broken in the purposes thereof, and all that make sluices and ponds for fish. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. The counsel of the wise, counselors of Pharaohs, is become brutish. How say ye in apparel, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are they? Where are thy wise men? And let them tell thee now, and let them know what the Lord of hosts hath purposed upon Egypt. The princes of Zoan are become fools. The princes of Naph are deceived. They have also seduced Egypt, even they that are the stay of the tribes thereof. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggereth in his vomit. Neither shall there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, branch or rush may do. In that day shall Egypt be like unto a woman, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shaketh over it. And the land of Judah shall be a terror unto Egypt. You see, here's the thing. I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at civil war, all right? And I'm looking at a new change, if this change be coming, with China Joe and Commissar Kamala Emhoff. And this demon commie rat change that is coming, if in fact it is coming. And I'm going to tell you what, do not, if you look at the polls, you'll see that Loeffler and Perdue are behind down there. And you'll see that there is quite a bit of difficulty, much more so. And I watched Pence in his little thing this afternoon. He did the very best he could. But I'm going to tell you, there's like a void of enthusiasm when you get away from the big thing. And all of those that cut deals with Lucifer and the Red Chinese for the Red Chinese money, like allegedly Gavin Newsom and allegedly the governor of Georgia. And allegedly, if you recall, that old Kasich up in Ohio, allegedly he's cut the deals with the Red Chinese too. Remember him? John Kasich, right? Oh, so reasonable of a talker. But now you got DeWine. Somebody ought to take the wine out of DeWine, because I think he's slipped into the same mode with the Red Chinese money. Be real nice just to get rid of all the rest of the industry in Ohio, you know, and let the Red Chinese take it over. And maybe you can just ship all the stuff over there. Or better yet, just let the Red Chinese come into Ohio and just take over the plants there. And let them, and they've already have become the Cincinnati Millichroms of the day and all of that. All that stuff don't exist anymore. It could exist, but you ain't going to do it with China Joe, because China Joe takes the money from old Ching Lo, okay? And he's going to make you wear a mask. Matter of fact, we ought to tighten that mask so you can't breathe out of it, so you get low oxygen, so your children are oxygen starved, you're oxygen starved. And then you can just get the disease at home and croak for the Red Chinese. And for what? For what? The Georgia Guidestones. Interesting state, isn't it? Interesting that they targeted Georgia. Interesting also in Thomas Chittum, Thomas W. Chittum, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, where he talks about Georgia quite a bit. And he talks all about the enclaves in Georgia. And the different things there that you're going to see, the ethnic enclaves. And you're going to see basically the breakup of the South and the Hispanic Southwest and the other parts of the United States. And a lot of it's going to go by, he goes into great detail, but a lot of it's going to go by ethnic and color. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that's what he predicted. Now, is that different from Isaiah? Or is it different from Matthew 24? Where he's saying, you know, the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, and city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And then you go to Matthew 24, you see, and it ties right in with what Lord Jesus has to say years later. So I'm trying to say to you is, and listening to Steve last night with Doug, a lot of the same things he was talking about, I had independently started talking to you about last night. Water, food, water purification or filtration. If you do not have a Berkey Light or a Royal Berkey or one of the others of the different sizes, then get one or whatever type of water purification or filtration you can get. And you should be redundant in it. You should have the things to store the water in sufficient amounts. You should look up the things that allow you to store it and to store it without having problems with the water turning on you. I like to tell you about the aerobic sevens or these oxygen-type treatments that can be put into the water that will inhibit the growth of any bacteria or parasites or viruses, all right? Then you can still, even if you've kept it a little longer, let's say, you can still put it through the Berkey or whatever you've got. But if you're going to get one that will take out the viruses, the bacteria, and the parasites, and the chemicals. And there's additional filters you can get that will take out fluoride and certain other real nasty chemicals that are harder to take out. You can put them on your shower head and stuff too. And then as I look into Thomas Chittum's Civil War too, and you know I've read a lot of this to you about it in the past. We talk about the different stages of the Civil War and all the different things and how it's going to go and how it might go. Well, let me tell you. Remember we were talking about, we were already in the guerrilla warfare phase. This phase will be characterized by the appearance of larger groups of heavily armed and full-time urban and rural guerrillas, not unlike the IRA or the Viet Cong. The establishment will reply with the MVD, internal security type. That was a Russian internal security police type force and massive suspension of civil liberties. We haven't gone that completely, but the establishment will acquiesce to gang and militia control of some areas, which are entirely but unofficially abandoned by the police and the military. Have we seen that? Yes, we saw it all summer long. The establishment will endeavor to co-opt some gangs and militia by making them de facto security forces. Oh, yes, the CHOP and the autonomous zone and they're going to take care of themselves. We're going to let them out of jail. Or they're not effing around black militia or whatever it might be. And the federal security forces will mount outright military search and destroy assaults against those who don't disband or cooperate. Well, Trump tried to do that, and they wouldn't let him go in. Because interestingly enough, President Trump, until they started attacking the federal building in Portland, he didn't send anything in. It was at the request of the governors. When the governor of Minnesota, after a half of Minneapolis burn up, or a lot of it, finally requested, then they were able to stop the bullcrap. So it's talking about the military and police will patrol occupied areas with armored vehicles, something like in Northern Ireland. The use of heavy weapons by both sides will become common. That will become more common here pretty quick. Now here's other stages in the guerrilla warfare phase. Radical and ethically oriented parties will win local and even state elections. Yeah, and they're running for Senate right now. You had the woman over there in St. Louis run, and all these different people that won. Now, a lot of people did not win in certain areas, but Ocasio-Cortez did, and Ilhan Omar got reelected, I believe. Now, here's another one. I had said radical and ethically oriented parties will win state and local elections. Car and truck bombs will become common. Well, that has somewhat been happening. And then the use of the fireworks, the big amounts of fireworks. And that was interesting where up there in Washington State where the cops go and they catch a guy with some fireworks. He's in the woods going somewhere else, and they catch him with heavy-duty commercial fireworks and explosives. So they go to his house, and they find it's jam-packed full. Well, I submit that, in my opinion, it might be, or I allege, possibly allege that this could be the bomb maker for the for a lot of the Antifa and the BLM in Seattle and the different parts of Washington State, and maybe for Portland as well. Maybe he's the guy that supplies all the big commercial fireworks and all the stuff they're using to blow crap up. But the other part of it here is car and truck bombs will become common. Assassination, listen up, peace officers. Assassination of police officers and minor politicians will become common. This is phase three of the Civil War, the guerrilla warfare phase. Multiple-day tribal riots with barricades and sieges of police station will become common. Have we seen any of that? Yes, we have. This is the guerrilla warfare phase, phase three of the coming Civil War II. The first instances of medium-scale ethnic cleansing will occur. Now, that to a certain degree has not happened as yet, although it's being threatened. And everybody who voted for Trump or who is a Christian or a Christian patriot is on their list, and they want to put you in a camp or kill you. A general and nationwide flight of persons out of areas in which their ethnic group is not in the majority will start to occur. De facto secession will occur as cities and suburbs seal off adjacent areas of different ethnic composition with walls. A more or less permanent state of recession will set in. Defeat in foreign war becomes probable as the international power balance shifts against American interests. Massive flight into walled suburbs and villages will occur. Now that has been happening. It says the capital will be removed from Washington, D.C. to a more secure area. Not as yet, but that is quite interesting because we thought about all summer long about the destruction of Washington, D.C. and the attacks on the White House and the burning of the church right across from it. And then here, this is number 11 on phase 3, okay, of Civil War II. All remaining features of the Bill of Rights will be suspended, certainly in effect anyway, perhaps even overtly by decree. Well, you can't go to church. You got to wear your mask. You cannot sing. We've already seen people arrested for singing out in the street, singing hymns. You cannot breathe. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. You cannot have a business open, and you're supposed to just go broke. You're supposed to go broke and die and your business be destroyed, and your family not eat, while these big hottentots of the Luciferian scumbags, they're all going to get paid, and CNN's going to get paid, and Fox News is going to get paid, and ABC is going to get paid. They're going to make their millions per year, and then a lot of them are going to tell you, well, you just need to suck it up. Suck it up. And oh, or they'll talk like this. Oh, we know you're struggling and we're with you. Right. You can't pay your help anymore. You can't pay the lights, the garbage, you know, garbage men to come. You can't make your note on your equipment. You can't make your note on your building or pay your lease. You owe the food suppliers more money because you can't pay it. You got no insurance. Heck, you can't even have what they used to say, and I'll be ethnically un-PC here, but I'll be equal opportunity. They used to say, because I've lived in different places, and I'm familiar with Chicago and also different places. I'm familiar with New York City. They used to say, shoot, man, you don't have insurance, then you can't have Sicilian lightning or Jewish lightning, okay? Can't even have any lightning to come to visit your store, which is what used to be done in the old days. And then you'd have a fire sale and then a going out of business sale. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading right down the line for Chittum's book, which was written when? I believe it was Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, by Thomas W. Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M, American Eagle Publications, Sholo, Arizona, 1996. So I'm going to tell you, here you go. The next phase after the guerrilla warfare phase is the full all-out warfare phase. All-out continuous warfare, all right? And here's what he says before you get to that. The guerrilla phase will be shorter than the current terrorist phase as events will take on a snowballing nature and reinforce each other. This phase should last between 10 and 20 years. No, it's going to be 10 and 20 months, Tom. Its end will be signaled by a total collapsing of central authority as America shatters into the convulsions of Civil War II, okay? All-out continuous warfare. This phase will be marked by multiple-day riots that federal military cannot crush in all cases. The front will appear. Radicals or a mutinous military will seize the federal government, but this will be a temporary affair as America itself will vanish. States will secede from the Union. There will be a war with Mexico. Listen to this, people. Large-scale food shortages will occur and even starvation as global depression takes hold. Well, they're creating the global depression. They're shutting down California. That's the seventh largest economy in the world. Shutting down New York. Shutting down Chicago. Shutting down all these big cities. Run by the Democrats. Detroit. Milwaukee, all these different places, Minneapolis. No wonder the unemployment rate, you know, or the number of jobs created was not higher because they never opened up. Now they've gone back into lockdown. And China Joe's tripling down on a dark winter, dark winter. That's code names. He's giving the orders, or somebody's telling him to give the orders. Dark winter, dark winter. Well, let me tell you what, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Get to the grocery store and get more food. If you cannot get a Berkey, then try to get something else. Or get storage containers and unscented Clorox bleach. Do the research yourself and find out how many drops to put in a gallon of water. I think it might be, I'm not guaranteeing, Hawk is not guaranteeing, I think it might be 10 to 12 drops in a gallon of water to help to purify it or to keep the stuff from turning bad, but that only lasts a while. But you can always boil the water, but that's not always convenient, is it? So you ought to get you a Berkey system or some kind of a system, a K-Dot, whatever it is you get, pure. There's different ones from, around the globe. You know, Britain's got stuff. But I'm just telling you, make sure it will get rid of the viruses as well as the bacteria and the protozoas and the different parasites and the chemicals if you can. But I'm going to tell you, Brother Quail, I was talking to him this morning on the phone real early, about 5:30, about 6 o'clock his time in the mountain time. And we were talking about different stuff. And I said, you know, Steve, I went on, talked about water and food last night, just like you were talking about independently. And he says, Hawk, you remember when back, you know, in the 90s, I was talking about how the water, the Lord had told me that the water that people will drink, they are not even willing to walk through it now. Not even willing to walk through that water. That's the water you will drink. If you have no means to purify it or to render it safe to drink, then you're going to be in trouble. Colloidal silver, meso silver will help. Little bits of the bleach, you know, but research how many drops per gallon of unscented Clorox bleach. Unscented. There's also iodine tablets and halozone tablets and micropure tablets and all kind of different stuff that you can use, and I urge you to get as much of it as you can. And I do like the old-fashioned, these platypus bladders with the mouth-biting thing and all that. I think that's great. But I also still like the old-fashioned canteens, okay? And you can buy that stuff, and you can put them on a pistol belt. You can put them on a rucksack, on the side of the rucksacks. Whether you got the old Alice clips like I like to use, or the new Moley stuff, or, you know, M-O-L-L-E, whatever it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to civil war and probably world war. China is at the moment, and I was looking at the articles and stuff about how what their Red China is getting ready to do and how they're still ramping up with regards to Taiwan. Now, I have good people over there who give me information right out of Taiwan, and then I understand that there are brethren inside Red China that listen as well that are good people. And hello to all of you. Hello to all of you in mainland China and to those in Taiwan. And I've tried to tell you about what the Red Chinese did by taking out the Taiwanese top general. When he had a new U.S. helicopter they were trying out, they used an electromagnetic weapon against that helicopter. I filtered that back, and then I think got up through the ranks, up into the upper levels of Taiwan. Well, let me tell you what, I advocate what you should do is take some of your best people, some of your best commando types, fish and boat them right across the old water and have them slide on in. Slide on in with the best bulletproof, ironproof, ironclad documentation and their eyeball retina scans and all their stuff. Have it and make sure it's all in the computer, you know. And make sure that they're willing to do that. And you be ready to do the same kind of sabotage that the Red Chinese are going to do on you. Okay? They tried to compromise you politically with the Warm Springs era, you see. And they lulled a lot of your people to sleep with a whole lot of renminbi and yuan, you see. And gold. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's the old story, if you're going to get in a fight, you might want to duke them out first. 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, kick them up the door, you know? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Boom, 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 boom. And hit them hard. And hit them in precise locations to nullify their Navy. Which, incidentally, people, the U.S. Navy is not the largest Navy on the planet anymore. Nor is the Russian Navy. Nor the French or the British or the Japanese. It is the Red Chinese Navy is the largest Navy in the world. Now, yes, we have the carrier strike groups. And we have a benefit in terms of that. Yet the Russians or the Red Chinese can turn off the Donald Cook or the McCain or any of them and cause them to crash, take out the Arleigh Burke-class destroyers and missile cruisers, shut them down dead duck in the water, knock planes out of the sky. They're already using it. Now, DNI Ratcliffe, he came out and said China is the number one threat. He also said that the Red Chinese have no ethical concerns when it comes to their super soldier program, and they're developing bio-enhanced super soldiers. Well, the U.S. has done a lot of this in the past, too. Clandestinely, of course, covertly. But I've told you years and years ago when I talked about this a lot more. And some people come in and they say, well, Hawk, you never talk about this. That's because I talked about it in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. And all those years, they're trying to kill me, okay? Trying to kill Brother Quayle. They tried to blow up Doug Hagman as well. In a car bomb. And I know some of the people involved with all that crap. And I know the people that protected Brother Quayle, protected me with some Overwatch, and also another friend of the show. It's a different thing when you're sitting out there and you've had about 10 attempts in your life in about a year and a half, 2 years. When you're talking in your back patio to Steve Quayle on a telephone, and all of a sudden a rifle shot cracks, and you hit the deck, on a concrete deck, and you skin yourself all up, and you're still holding the phone, and Quayle says, what was that? I said, that was a rifle shot that missed. Well, be that as it may, I don't go into that as much as I used to. Maybe I should make it my main deal. It'd be more exciting every week or something. But I don't know. Here's the thing. The super soldier stuff I was talking about in 204, 205, they were doing genetic alterations of people, just like very similar to the Bourne legacy. They were giving people super hearing or putting on animal characteristics of smell and eyesight and hearing and enhancing it through introduction of genetic material not normal for humans, okay? Uptake of the blood and stuff quicker and increased oxygen flow for healing and stuff. Increased performance, strength, speed, you know, endurance, all the different things. Well, the Red Chinese are probably doing some more stuff than that, okay? They're going to the next level. We've also known that at a certain point in time, did you remember the videos out of the Iraq war? When the jihadis were sitting in a bunker area and they were looking at a armored personnel carrier or a Humvee come up, and then all of a sudden they hit it with an RPG or a couple of them or whatever, and the fire started out. And they said, Allah Akbar and all that stuff, we got the thing. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes up out of the top of it. And he supposedly looks like he's on fire, but he walks down the hood of the thing and goes out. And then another one comes out, and these guys are all about, these are about like 6'6" or 6'7" or something. And then the jihadis get a little scared, and they say, oh, it looks like the Yankees have enlisted the help of the Jinns, D-J-I-N-N, Jinns, In other words, the giants, the giant genes, you see. And then if they teach them how men to stare at goats, and you use your psychokinetic energies to kill things, you use all kind of stuff like that. You see, there's all kind of things that you're not exposed to, and even in the regular military, they have no clue. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And if you have repented of your sins, you ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior. And when you know that He has done that, and you're with Him and He's with you, and He has gifted you the marvelous gifts, like I read to you out of John 14, where the things that He does, he that believeth on Him, I should just read it instead of paraphrasing it. You know how I like to read it right out of the book. Because then you don't make the mistake, you see. Let's see what we got here. Where is John? There, let's see. Here it is right here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he, listen up out there. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Do you see, if you're able to understand the syntax of that sentence, in the King James Red Letter Edition. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Well, his name is Jesus. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. So that's the thing. Also, Jesus commands and gives you the dominion over serpents and scorpions and all the works of the enemy. All right. You have power that he's given you if you're with him and he's with you and you believe it on him. When you know that, and you know it just like your address. You know it like your address of your house, where you live. Or your social security number. Whatever it is you remember well. Your birth date. You know it like that. Then I'm going to tell you something. It'll give you an immense feeling of well-being and of comfort. And it removes a large portion of your fear. Any fear that you might have. Oh, you can still have some. Believe me. Somebody comes at you with the right stuff, you know, and you got to take them on. Well, I'm going to tell you what. That is going to be a scenario that can give you a little fear, but I'm going to tell you, if you know you're with Jesus and Jesus with you, and you know if you were to lose your life on this planet, where you would go is to go to heaven and have everlasting life with him, then it changes you up. It will empower you. And you know that you can walk and stride boldly through life. You can also be careful as well. You don't have to throw yourself on the first pile out in the street and lose your life the first inning of the or the first quarter of the ball game. You can play the whole game. And he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to love to see Lord Jesus when he comes to the plains of Harmageddon. And he comes down with his archangels and probably other angels. And I'm going to tell you, if I'm up there before that, I'm going to try to come down and go in with them. I know Greg Evenson would do the same. I know 3 or 4 or 5 others who are friends of this show would do the same. They'll say, particularly one in particular, the old river pirate. The old river pirate will come down with jump boots on as well. All right. And he's a sailor. But he'd come on in, he'd just jump right over the side with the brogans on. That's what he would do. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the exact timing on any of it, but I do know the season. I can tell by the season we're in. I can understand the events that are happening. Brother Quayle told me again this morning, I believe he told it last night on the thing with Doug Agman. If you haven't seen it, go watch it or listen to it. But we talked about it again this morning, is that when the cannibalism is in the headlines on a fairly regular basis, which it is, and at the same time volcanoes start to blow, then these will be signs of the beginning of tribulations, okay? So I'm going to tell you, when they destroy the entire small business economies, when you don't have a place to go to work, the machine shop you work in is shut down, the bar, the restaurant, the small department store, or the haberdashery, or the boutique is all shut down, or the hair salon, or the barber shop is shut down. Well, I'm going to tell you what it would be time to do in California, or New York City, or wherever it is. You go down the street and you say, at 9 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning, let's all open up. Let's all open up and tell them to forget it. And if you got a ball bat, you got a golf club, a 5-iron or 9-iron or something, I like the 5-iron or a 7-iron to be real good. If you got a weed whacker, you got a machete, you got a butcher knife in your kitchen, you got a shotgun, you got something, then go out there and post your guard and everybody open up. And you put a sign in the window that says, this is a peaceful protest against the tyranny of government, against the tyranny of these Luciferian scumbag, demon commie rats. But they could also be Republic rats, too. You know, it's right there in the Bill of Rights when they're taken away. And it's also right here in the Declaration of Independence. That's the fundamental law. That's the fundamental declaration. And I've read it to you many times before. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Declaration of Independence. You betcha. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to have the opportunity to do it more than once or twice. Because at a certain point in time, they're going to come for you, and then it's going to be, oh no, why don't we do something? But if you're going to lose everything you got, you're going to lose your store, you're going to lose your bar, your restaurant, your coffee shop, your dress shop, your hair salon, your sewing, shop, your carpet store, whatever it is. Or if you're a preacher, or a priest, or a rabbi, and you can't go to church, you can't go to synagogue, or you can't go to mosque. You can't go into the little church out in the hills, or any of that kind of stuff. Then it's time to open them all up and open them up all the time, every day, every way, all the time, right now. And China Joe and Commissar Kamala Imhoff, who stole the election. And I understand that some of this stuff's hard to prove. But Brother Quayle, he's telling me, and also I think the Health Ranger and different people, McErnany and Flynn and what have you. Well, the fact of the matter is that some of them may have been taken to get Guantanamo. I can't verify that. Brother Quayle says he's heard about people who know about the flight logs. Said it last night. And allegedly, this Gina Haspel, the head of the CIA, has signed a confession admitting to all her involvement of the head of the CIA involved in the stealing of the election and of all the stuff involved using the hammer strike and the scorecard and the Dominion and the Smartmatic. And that becomes treason. Now, whether or not President Trump decides to make the call and invoke a small martial law and the Insurrection Act or whatever, I don't know. Because I know that he is also trying to negotiate the safety of his family and himself. Nobody wants to go down to Dealey Plaza. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to go into the scenarios back during the Clinton Arkansas years when senators like Senator Hines had mysterious plane crashes. Or when other people, all kind of people involved with the Clintons had mysterious plane crashes. It's just amazing, all this stuff. And I've told you before, on numerous years and numerous segments of this online, from 2004, I've been here 16 years, every few years or so I come up and tell you the story, some of you. But I used to, in the old days, when the Arkansas crap was ongoing and the Whitewater investigations and all of the Resolution Trust people were sitting right across from an area of the Kansas City, Missouri called the Country Club Plaza, which had sidewalk cafes. And as a businessman back in those days, a traveling guy or manufacturer's rep and stuff, I used to try to get there on Friday afternoon early to get a seat at a table, and we had a whole gang of the young business guys, you know. And I used to have a cocktail and sit there with all these guys, and there used to be a guy from the Resolution Trust. And I got to be friendly with him. He used to tell me stories about how this whole bit in Arkansas was going, you know, the Whitewater and all this stuff they were looking into. And then he said, well, next week I won't be here because I got to go up to a big meeting in Arlington, Virginia with the heads of the RTF and the Justice Department and all the different people. Well, lo and behold, he never came back because he got despondent. And he got up on a bank, the top of a bank, apparently, in Arlington, Virginia, and he jumped over the side. Oh, yeah. Bull crap. This is a hard world. This is not the nice world that I'd prefer to be in, of the small town where you go to the softball game at night and the old rickety wooden bleachers. And you got a hot dog stand around the corner and you get a Coca-Cola or a lemonade and a hot dog or a box of popcorn or something. And everybody cheers on their favorite, you know, softball team, you know, what have you. I love that kind of climate. Then maybe you go for a Dairy Queen after it. Sit up there on the wall or something next to the Dairy Queen and eat your ice cream cone. But the world ain't always like that. I wished it was. But even in those areas, the methamphetamine crowd and the devil crowds and all the weirdo stuff has infiltrated on in. So, everybody's still buying guns, but there's hardly any ammo to get. I did get sent the website today by old Doc Jack. Thank you, Doc Jack. The SGT ammo, SGTammo.com or whatever it is. I think they're out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. They still had 223. No, it's not at the price it was 2 years ago. They still had 9mm Miller. They had 40 cal for pistol. They had 45 caliber pistol. They had some other rifle calibers and other things. SGT ammo. I generally like to buy ammo locally, and I've never really bought anything over the web because I never wanted the records and all of that stuff to come in on it. But if you don't have ammo and you need a lot, I suggest you go and you buy a case of this or a case of that. Or one box if that's all you can get. Enough for one more round in the fight. Because if you've got food, if you've got water, if you've got medical supplies, if you have children or grandchildren to protect, or women if you've got to protect your husband because the only thing he's got is a golf club and you're the one with the firearm, then you better have some ammunition to protect your home. Against what's going to come, not what might come. And I'm going to tell you, SGT ammo, they're out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. I don't have any connection with them, but I guess they do have some on the hoof. You better go get it while you can get it. And get food, water purification equipment, other items to purify water or to take out the problems in it, the bacteria, the viruses, the protozoa, the different bad stuff. You better get it. I can't do anything else but harp on it. I can't do anything else but tell you about it and how important it is, because there's no political solution, you see, for spiritual problems and problems created by Lucifer and his arc and his demons, all right, and fallen angels and all of the minions and possessed politicians, and they also get into the police departments and the fire departments and all the different places. By their fruits ye shall know them, you see. And if they do not believe in Lord Jesus as our Savior, if they do not say that or they can't go with that, then you best leave it all alone, all right? You want to keep Old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. They knocked me off last night, didn't they? Right in the middle. And what was I talking to you about? Well, about 3 minutes before, I had said that it was Robert Johnson or William P. Barr who basically is the one that cost Trump the election, because he was the CIA cleanup man cleaning Trump up, all right? Leading all of you guys astray by the Bull Durham is going to come back in and blah, 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 you know? I mean, you could have had a third-rate DA, could have indicted any of those FBI scum, any of the Brennan, the CIA scum, the Comeys, the DOJ Rosenstein, Yates, and others, Strzok, Page, Ors, McCabe, Baker, all these different people, all could have been indicted 2 years ago, or at least in 2018, 2 years ago, or at least in 2019. You want to keep old Hawk on the line? Because the other thing I said last night that they cut me off on right at that moment was I told you that the DOD, apparently CNN has shown the Department of Defense vaccination cards that shows what you got and when you're next, when you got to get, and it's going to be your little passport. It's going to be, you got to have your papers, papeles in your wallet, you see. Papeles, por favor. Papers, please. Restindi, understand? Sabin! Got it? So when I talked about that last night, boom, they cut me right off. They hit the nail on the head, because old Hawk was hitting the nail on the head. They telltaled it and proved it. They're going to use that, and you, if you don't have it, you probably are not going to be able to get your medicine. You probably are not going to be able to go to the food store or use a train or a plane or get an Uber. You will not be able to go into the federal building. You will not be able to go to court. They sue you or somebody comes and arrests you, you won't be able to go to court unless you got the COVID. So therefore, you better line up and take the jab in the arm. Anything is most needed and wanted can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. FRNs, silver, gold, a check, no problem. Don't go into there Luciferian knife without a fight. Go out tonight and get some food, get some ammunition. Look online at that SGT ammo, see what they got, what you need, order it up. Get warm clothing for Christmas. Yeah, freeze-dried food or cans of chunky soup. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against the enemies of Jesus or the Red Chinese or the Iranians or whoever's about to attack us or the Russians. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, I checked in with Mickey. Mickey dialed in, baby. Road and track. Road and track. Oh, keep working out. And have your old man show you that front sire, that sidekick, that snap kick. And to Miss Lil, may the Lord Jesus touch against all evil.